And welcome to Clocks Running. We're your hosts, Ant and Jacob. This podcast, everything flag football.
All right, we just lost any kind of possible money for that episode with YouTube by doing that. So that was fun. Welcome to Clocks Running, podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Ant.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
You ready to play a little flag feud tonight?
Hey, man. So we did the flag web game with Rock and Sam, and yep. It was a huge success.
It was.
Everybody loved it.
Yep.
And we had a blast recording it. So yep. You were, I don't know, sitting at work a couple days ago and just cooked up this crazy plan of flag feud.
Well, you know, I just, like, one day I hope to have as slick of a head as Steve Harvey and as fantastic of a mustache as Steve Harvey to be able to host some Family Feud. But yeah, I think it'd be fun. And then, you know, it gave us another outlet, kind of in a little bit of a lull this month, you know, not a lot going on in the flag world. So, you know, it gives us something to do, something a little different, you know, something to have some fun with.
That's true. I know in July it's the hot, you know, probably the hottest month, and so maybe that's why there's not as many tournaments, or I don't know. What do you think?
What do I think about what?
Is it the hottest month? Are there not a lot of tournaments?
I think there's not a lot of tournaments, but I think August is the hottest month of the year.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
You know, it's kind of like they say, like, it's always darkest before dawn. It's always hottest before it's cool.
Okay. All right, cool. That's fantastic.
Drop a little. Oh, okay. So that's what we're doing tonight. Okay.
Hey, man, I don't know if this was AI generated or not, but I heard that, like, earlier in the week, like, 90% of the world's population was in sunlight, like, at a specific time of day.
Huh. You believe that?
But I don't know, because I guess like 80% of the world population is in the northern hemisphere or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if those are accurate. I saw this map, this global map, and there were all these continents I didn't even know we had.
Surprise, surprise. So would you say that, you know, it's kind of like a day after tomorrow situation?
I don't even think I finished that movie.
Oh my god!
It was like,
you know what? Bring the guests on. I'm about to get all riled up. Okay. We're not doing that right before we, you know.
Oh, right. Who do you want me to bring on first?
Well, I mean, bring them all in here. But let's.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's a lot of work for me, but all right.
You really got to press. See, look, everybody's here. Hey, guys, Ant had to press two buttons. Really difficult. Really complicated. But welcome to the show, everybody. I don't think we've had everybody on all together once in a while. In case everybody who doesn't know, we got Mr. B.I.G. right here beside me. That's Jordan Calicut. Down right below me. We'll just do that. It's easy. We got the surgeon, Dr. Lance Liu. To this way, that corner, we got Mr. Petty Pat. And then on this corner, last but certainly not least, we got the real doctor, Miss Tasha Thomas.
What's up, everybody? Don't all say hello at once. Rude.
Yeah, really?
Well, let's just put it like this. You need to go finish the darn movie day after tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, Lance.
All I remember is point, there was a library. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic, man.
Anyway, Lance, you're the only one old enough to remember the Brady Bunch. Does this remind you of the Brady Bunch a little bit, or?
Because there's a story.
No, actually, let's go even older. Let's go Hollywood Squares.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right, cool. I had you with the Brady Bunch. I was with you. You lost me at the Hollywood Squares.
Hey, Jordan, you know nothing about Hollywood Squares?
No. Thankfully. I'm old. I ain't that old. Respectfully. Respectfully.
Hollywood Squares was great. That was a great show.
I've seen it on YouTube, if that counts.
It's a classic.
You got to watch it. Now they got Hollywood Squares.
Hey, so just so you guys know, we're live here on Instagram. We're live on YouTube and Facebook. So people can comment. They can talk the trash they want. Say whatever they want, and we may or may not respond, but we can see the comments, or at least I can. Jacob might be able to see some as well. So
yeah, I got Facebook pulled up.
There you go. So Jacob, I don't know. It's your world, man. What are we doing tonight? Dude,
here we go. Okay, so here's how this is gonna work. We've got two great teams, and the way Ant pulled the screen up, I hope it worked. It's the same for everybody else. But we've already kind of got our teams divided. We went ahead and drew randomly. So we got Jordan and Tasha are going to be on a team. We got Pat and Lance who are going to be on a team. So in Family Feud, we got a buzzer, right? Everybody hits the buzzer for the first answer. Obviously, we can't hit a buzzer. So what we're going to do is we're going to predetermine. We're going to go, because we all are officials, we're going to use our handy-dandy coin. Okay, so I'm going to flip a coin. I'm going to say heads is Tasha and Jordan, tails is Lance and Pat. You know, and they're going to get the first opportunity to answer. Well, let me rephrase that. They're going to get the first opportunity to choose whether they want to go first or second. And what we'll do is we'll go through we paneled a group of 473 flag individuals for the first question. They're from the 4-on-4 amateur division, which is Ant's favorite.
I love that.
So we'll start there. All right. And, you know, I figured no better coin than with our camera USA flag coin heads. That's going to be tails. Tasha, I'm going to let you call it in the air. Go ahead and call it.
Heads.
Heads is the call. It is, for those who can't see, it is heads. Tasha, would you like to go first? Or would you like you guys
all right,
to
hold on. Hold on. Hold on real quick. You know, I got to make sure everybody's right. The equipment, flag belts, everything like that. Tasha, can you turn your camera for me? Come on. This isn't your first time.
I don't know if I can on my phone, but let me see.
If anybody ever wondered what NFL stands for, it's the No Fun League, and the president.
Is that better for you?
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. It's glorious.
She wins the coin toss, and what do? Just ruin, just kill the moment.
Yeah, well, you know, she came out first play of the drive, and she had black flags with black shorts on, so I had to fix it.
Oh, well, do you even have a penalty flag?
No.
No. Okay. Wow. I'm prepared. Complain about flags. All right. So the way this is going to work, we've paneled a group of. I wish we could show it on the screen, but we can't. That's okay. We paneled a group of 473 rec amateur 4-on-4 players. And we asked them the top five penalties that are committed. So Tasha is going to go back and forth between you and Jordan. You guys get three misses, and then it goes to Lance and Pat. So Lance and Pat, you guys got to pay attention to make sure that if they miss a question, you guys are able to pop in. So we'll go ahead and start with the first one, top five penalties committed. Tasha, go ahead and get us started. What do you think number one through five is?
Am I just saying one at a time?
You just say one at a time. Yep. You'll say one, then we'll just go back and forth with you and Jordan.
All right. Flag guard.
Flag guard. That is number one. All right. So those keeping it home. That's six. That's 6,000 points for Tasha and Jordan.
Y'all both should quit now, bro. 6,000? Yeah. Game over.
All right. Jordan, go ahead. You're next, my friend.
False start.
False start. That is number four on the list, but we're still golden. That's another 2,000 points for you guys. All right, Tasha, you're up next.
Impeding.
Impeding. That's on the list. All right, that's number two.
Nice.
All right, I don't even know what number we're at. That's like another like 3,500 points.
All right. I'm waving behind you, Jacob.
Yeah, there's a cute thing behind you.
Well, she's gone now.
Yeah. Oh. All right. We are at Jordan now.
I guess encroachment.
What in the world?
Oh my gosh.
Come on, bro.
Oh, there's
you let me down, brother.
There's your strike. where's the buzzer sound? Need a buzzer sound right now.
What's come on, bro. What, no flag player knows the difference between encroachment and offside, man.
Well, that was true. I meant I was trying to think false start.
Well, you meant a lot of things. You did. You meant a lot of things, but you ain't say the right thing.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's what
I'm saying.
Tasha, back to you.
You couldn't have said holding.
He did not say holding, but you did, and you saved the day. That's on our list. All right, one strike.
What number is that?
One number. That is 22-35 in the points. For those keeping up at home.
I got you, Ed.
What number in the top five was holding?
Holding is number three.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we got one more.
So we're missing number five.
We're missing number five.
Ooh.
What's illegal the contact? You said illegal contact?
Yes.
I like Jordan. He get them wrong. Thank
all
God.
Right. So now here, why are you holding up two X's?
Because there's two. They got two X's.
Yeah, I got two wrong.
Okay. So now here's how it works. Tasha, you get the last shot. If you miss, the question goes to Lance and Pat, and they can take all the points.
Yeah, bro, we all know how this game works.
Obviously not, because Jordan keeps missing questions.
That's true. That is true.
I'm going to go with P.I.
Ooh. Sorry. That's three strikes. All right, Lance and Pat. To clean up, number five, what's the fifth most common penalty committed?
So, in what format again?
Any and all.
So normally we would huddle here.
We would. At this
go
point,
ahead and talk.
Yeah, no, we can't. So we won't say either, anything.
So it's either roughing the QB. Because they never said that.
Yep, and they didn't say charging. So, and that's,
a, so I don't, and I don't think it's charging because no one really calls that.
Unless we did.
So I'm thinking either roughing the QB or one of the ones that I'm throwing a lot of is now illegal flag bolt. I'm going to go with roughing. I say roughing
the pass. I say let's go with roughing the passer. Cause ain't nobody calling D flag.
Well, fellas, you're lucky for you. It is roughing the passer.
Whoa. So
you guys get 3 points for that one on top. So your total is, for those keeping track at home, 13,738 points. Go to Lance and Pat.
It's like taking candy from a baby.
Okay. Just one baby that wasn't me. Just
that's true. That is true.
That is true.
Hey, Jordan, you can have my candy whenever.
Jordan's just too far away from being a player. He hasn't played flag in so long. You guys still have the player mentality. So
it's true. Oh, bro, a good 13 years.
Okay, so. Let's see. Next subject. This one's going to go to Lance and Pat. Let's see here. Top five most common phrases from flag players. So before you start, we did poll another 275 4-on-4 gauntlet pro players to see what their answer was.
Is gauntlet, can I just ask, is gauntlet contact or non-contact?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, we'll let you guys start off. Same rules apply.
Wanna go first, Pat?
I'll go first. The first one, what I would say, they always like to say, Google me.
All right, Google me. Google me is on the list for 400 points.
What number?
That's number two on the list.
Nice.
I'm actually never. I want to say, if we were in pads,
That's a good one.
So I'll accept that as an answer, because the thing is this: we're not playing tackle, we're not playing football. So I'll accept that as an answer. That's close enough. That's in the realm of things. Not- that's number one.
Wow.
That's number one. That's for 35 points. So let's see. All right, Pat, back to you now.
Oh, top phrases.
You got a glizzy on a stick right there? What is that?
It's a cigar on a what's the name?
But, that's a cigar roach.
That's a roach holder.
Yeah, there you go. I would say I'm him.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm him. Yeah.
That's good.
As good of one as that is not on the list.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Sheesh. Really? Okay.
That is not on the list.
Yeah.
Lance, back to you. Top five most common phrases from flag players. One strike, two
DBU!
DBU. DBU. Let's check the list. Ant, throw up those two strikes.
Really? Wow.
Hey, Lance, I got one. This one probably been cooking for a little while. Hey, can I speak to – can we get Jacob or Unk?
As funny as that one is, that is not on the list of top five. Tasha and Jordan, you guys can steal.
Tasha can steal. I'm definitely going to – We can. So I know that go ahead. I know that go ahead then is not an answer. So, y'all are in the wrong state for that.
What was number one again?
Well, number one was if we're in pads, if this isn't real football. You know, if we're not playing tackle, number two was Google me. So you got three options.
The only thing that comes to my mind right now is you can't guard me.
Good answer.
Final answer?
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's number five.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me get my 35 points.
No. That was for number one. This one's worth about 225 points. So you guys are walking out with 660 points.
What was number four and five?
Number three and number four was holding. She's holding. And then the number four was, you guys call that for them, but not us.
Ooh.
I had that.
Yeah, I don't hear that often.
I've heard that so much in my life. I think that those words in that order are just numb to my ears, you know?
Interesting.
So real quick, for a quick commercial break, make sure you guys check out Tacky Bar. My guy Kevin McDonald's got tech. I don't know why you're dancing during this.
Yeah, bro, that's how we do it.
Yeah, ahead, come on. No, let me do the tacky bar. There's a tacky bar.
No, it's more like it's.
Hey, it just. I saw the advertisement.
I was viral. Do the That's hilarious. Check my guy Kev out, though. He's got a great product. He's working with NFL teams. He's working with UFL teams. He's working with the NCAA. He's working with high school, Pop Warner, AYF. You know, he's working with Jordan. He's working with Ann. He's working with Pat, Lance, Tasha. He's working with everybody, including me. Hit my guy up, Kev, for Tacky Bar. You'll never be disappointed. Back to the show. Okay. So we did the group round. Now we're going to get down to the teams. This is where it really matters. So I've got two more – a question each for you guys. I'm trying to think how I want to do this. Got it. Okay. All right. So we're going to go with Jordan and Tasha first. So the way it's going to work is I'm going to ask Jordan a question, and he has to answer them to what he thinks Tasha will answer.
Oh, that's going to be terrible.
And vice versa. So it's all about what you guys think. We polled a group of 8 contact players, or 6 of them that were playing on the eight contact game. They're playing rec. We polled them and asked them for their top 5 Disney characters that would most likely be successful in flag. And this is what they came up with. So Jordan, now you're going to answer based on what you think Tasha would put.
Oh. Why don't you just say you pulled bad intentions, bro?
We're not name dropping.
Well,
they showed up with 8 players. So
eight rec team out there.
No, there's plenty. Anyways.
Go ahead, Ben.
I'm trying. Jordan, you're going to answer with the top 5 that you think Tasha would put down.
Oh, God, bro. Age, location of the country. I don't know what this girl watched as a kid. Tasha, I apologize now for these terrible answers. But I'm going just basic ones because of the situation. Let's go with Mickey Mouse.
Nope.
Donald Duck. Oh, yeah, right, bro.
Keep going.
Tinkerbell?
No. Okay, just name 2 more. I just want to see where this goes. I want to see if you get 1.
That's what I'm saying, man. What is it? Cinderella?
Do you think Cinderella's going to do well in flag football?
Man, I – bro.
Tasha Swolzeveld's going to think that, bro, Cinderella's going to do well in –
I'm trying to figure out Disney characters that my dumbass knows. It has nothing to do with Tasha's answers. You're like, Disney characters, bro. My kids haven't watched Disney in forever. And me alone, yeah, right. The dwarves, because they're short.
The who?
I said any of the dwarves.
Dwarves.
Yeah,
you said dwarves.
Yeah, the dwarves.
The dwarves.
Yeah, from Snow White. Yeah, man,
they're gonna dip.
They're already dipping. They're short.
As fun as that answer is,
they're constantly dipping. You know,
that's why Pat Alley is so good, right?
Shout out my dog Pat.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
He strays and he's not even here. That's brutal, man.
Hey, Latasha, like I said, I was saying sorry only because, bro, I'm not good with Disney characters. That was rough.
Tasha, now I want you to think what Jordan put when we said top 5 Disney characters most likely to be successful in flag.
Oh,
I'm gonna be honest. I feel like he did just say all of his answers out loud.
Well. No.
There was only 2 that were the same. There were 3 different ones.
Well, geez, Jordan, you can't tell her.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Hey, turn the mic off then, okay? This is teamwork makes a dream work.
Hey, man, no table talking spades, bro. Come on.
Hey,
man.
People don't like it. Doesn't make it illegal, you know?
Terrible. All
right. Yeah, lose a ramen doing something like that.
I might go with the dwarves because he said 2 of his right, so I'm going to guess that was one of his answers.
That was not.
Oh.
rough.
This is fantastic.
This is awful.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, for you, not for me, because I feel like my answers were legit.
I agree. Trust me. From me standpoint.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go with Mickey as my other option that he said.
He did not.
Okay.
Give can they phone a friend?
I just want to ask one question, and I just want to know if, now that this is my third guess, but I genuinely want to know if Tinkerbell was one of his options.
It was not.
Okay.
But I thought about it.
All right,
what's Tinkerbell going to do on the flag field?
Bro, she has wings, bro. Screw you, okay? She will zip across that thing.
So she won't catch a football. The football would knock her down.
Yeah, it would kill her.
Yeah.
Nah, she has magical power. She's fine. get up.
So being a guy that does like a lot of contact, I'm going to name like three players or three people from that would play contact. So Hercules.
Oh, that's a good one, but no.
Bro, that's actually a really good one. I could have chosen that.
That's a really good answer, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh, man.
Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Another good one.
Hey, I actually took that off and added another one. That actually kind of pisses me off. Great job. Say,
Jordan looks kind of like the Beast, but if you...
Bro, that's my uncle. Man, are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't feel too bad about not getting this right. So I'm just going to go with the third one that I wrote down for contact, and that's Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Another good one.
That's Pixar, not Disney.
You realize Disney owns Pixar.
Nah. They would call it Disney then. Calm down, okay? they bought them out. That isn't a Disney character. That's a Pixar. Yeah.
Was there a monster? So basically, we'll get it this way. In California Adventure, there is a Monster Inc. ride. So yes, Monsters Inc. Disney synonymous. Sorry, Jordan.
I told you it's like taking candy from a baby.
I want to see how you two do.
Hey, you know who wouldn't be good at contact though? Not even a Disney character. Rock from Virginia Lee. You would be terrible at contact.
Wow.
Hey, Rob. Wow. Glad to see you watching, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You talking about the same Rock that caught a deep pass and fumbled the ball in the end zone?
That's the one.
This moment brought to you. He should have had a tacky bar.
He should have. Yeah.
I don't think tacky bar existed then when Rock was playing in 68.
68. That is wild.
Hey, but here's the real question. How's Pat going to choose any of Lance's? Because they're going to all be black and white, you know? So.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Lance. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to banter back and forth here, you know?
Hey, they brought them into color. I know.
Yeah, everything's been re-imaged. It's all good.
Jordan, I love you, but to bring it down to this modern age, I feel like this is what the kids would call you crashing out. Because we're losing. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, he's crashing out.
You know? So.
Yeah.
100%. All right.
Yeah.
Lance and Pat, same question to you guys.
Okay.
I'll let you go first this time, Lance.
Who would be the top five Disney characters most likely to be successful in flag, according to Pat? Where's the Jeopardy?
Baymax.
Who?
I say Baymax.
Baymax. Nice.
Big Hero 6.
Yeah, oh, that's a great answer.
Hey, that's a good answer, but it's not on his list. That's one.
Man, so I'm from Florida. I made it easy for you. Go ahead. Oh,
since they talk whoa! No, with the tabletop.
Right. Spades or not. Yeah.
Crazy.
Just because they don't like it don't mean it ain't.
Hey,
I will say this. You telling me you're from Florida, that don't mean anything. I'm sorry.
Well, you stay in California. Think about it. Okay. We both went to Disney.
Hey.
All right. So, Dash from The Incredibles.
Mm. You know, that was on two lists, and Pat's was not one of them.
Y'all are terrible at this game.
I love it. This is great.
I'm trying to think. I think who would throw for you? Buzz Lightyear?
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear would be fun, but no. Where's Jordan? Oh, there's Jordan.
He's crashing out still.
He's crashing out still.
Oh, yeah, my phone went crazy.
Hey, you might want to double check my list, the one I sent you. I think he's number 5.
Who? The one Buzz you sent me? Lightyear. No, sir. I'm looking right at it.
Are you giving him 2 more guesses?
He's got 2 more guesses.
I have 2 more.
He said Dash, Hero, Buzz Lightyear. And Jordan's got Tinkerbell snapping.
Well, I'm gonna take one of their answers. Sully?
Good answer, but no. He's got 2 blockers on his list. 2.5 blockers on his list.
Oh, so now Jacob's cheating for him too. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, wow. Crazy.
Got one more guess. He's not getting it right.
I guess we know who you want to win.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think you know a guy?
And that guy knows another guy. So hey,
I'm just gonna throw this on. Tigger.
Tigger.
Tigger is on the list. Yes, that's
wow.
And that's not that's crazy. A blocker, by the way.
Be a blocker.
Huh?
A hop. Like, can you just throw it up to the middle of the sky? You go get it.
All right. So Lance got 1 correct. Pat, your turn.
So, hey, Pat, hit where I was going.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, before you get going, I just want to let you know the comments on Facebook are going crazy right now for your glizzy on a stick.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, as long as the rating's going up, I don't care what. Keep it going.
Hey, that's right. Hey, let them know, Pat. Let them know.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're going to name the star left tackle Winnie the Pooh.
Nope. Not on his list.
What?
Not on his list.
He's a star. I mean, these guys really play football. We're going to go with Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy.
Yuck, no.
What?
Gore. Tasha, get your friend.
I feel like I'm the only person who was like naming like logical people that would like logical characters right. to play. Like,
right. I'll go through the list after this, and it's going to make a lot more sense of who said what.
All right. What is the Rock name in Moana?
It's Maui.
Maui is his name. Maui is not on the list.
Holy shit.
Hey, but you are welcome, so you know.
Damn. Okay. can we at least go with Mickey and Minnie Mouse? Oh shit.
You want both of them? Final answers?
I mean for girls and for the men's and women. So I mean one of them.
Okay, so you said Mickey and Minnie Mouse. That's a great idea. That is not on the list.
Yeah, we can play co-ed together. Shit. <All right>.
Hey. So on this list.
Hold on. Can I throw out a couple guesses?
But we win, Pat. It's okay. We won.
Lance won by one. All right. Yeah, go ahead. I'll give you 2 guesses per person, Ant.
Okay, all right, how about Pocahontas?
For who?
For Tasha.
Come on. I feel disrespected, honestly, because
all of you should.
Have you been naming
That was awful.
All y'all been naming rec players, okay? I was thinking pro players. All y'all name rec players.
Pocahontas is not a rec player. She killed it.
Hey, Pocahontas plays comp at best.
Can I tell you what two women I had on my list, and then we can compare?
She plays comp and is not making it out of pool play.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I don't want to guess anymore. Go ahead.
Nah.
Bump that. Keep going now.
Don't spawn, dude. Do it.
Being wrong.
Let's see here. Okay. I think Lance said Mr. Incredible.
Oh, Lance did not say Mr. Incredible.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll it out.
All right. Pat probably. Let's see. Oh, the.
You can't say Tigger because that one's already done.
Well, thank you. How about the alligator from Princess and the Frog?
Gotcha. Bro, you're 0-2 right now. 0-2.
Name the alligator from Princess and the Frog. Okay, so you guessed Lance wrong. You guessed Pat wrong. You guessed Tasha wrong.
Oh.
Give me Jordan's. Give me one off of Jordan's list.
No pressure.
You about to look like one of those teams that travel from Ohio and play Rick and go hopeful.
See, and I should have wrote down your answers because the ones that Tasha didn't guess were on your list. All right. Dang. Who? I got to think of a villain, maybe. Is there a villain on his list? Tell me that.
No villains.
I cannot. You know what? When the spotlight's on you, it's hard to think about Disney movies.
Thank you. See, Tasha, it's not just me. I apologize. You know,
sorry, team. I'm gonna start with Jordan.
I don't believe that
incorrectly. You know.
Okay.
Three of mine are fantastic. One of them was nostalgic. And honestly, I can't even remember the fifth one.
Okay, so. What about Captain Hook?
I just said no villains were on his list.
I know. Sorry.
Right movie, wrong character.
Peter Pan.
Okay, so Jordan's team isn't younger than 1995. So
as well it should be, okay?
Jordan went with Goofy, Peter Pan, Donald Duck, Aladdin, and Mulan. Tasha went with Dash, Sully, Kim Possible, Mulan, and Hercules.
Kim Possible.
She's literally the most athletic girl cartoon that I could think about.
I completely agree. A great answer. Great answer.
That's a great
answer. Pocahontas is beating her off the line, for sure.
Absolutely not.
Pocahontas is going to cry first, and then she's you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Lance went with Dash from Incredibles, Genie, Stitch, Hero, and Tigger. Pat dabbled in the 90s with Tigger, Goofy, Donald Duck, Beast, and Gru.
Yes, bro.
How did you make that team, Donald Duck?
Hey, because it's the duck walk. He invented that shit, okay?
Donald Duck was the original.
Right, bro. He was the OG. Without him, none of us would be doing the duck walk today.
And I'll say this for Donald Duck, you also have to have a player on your team that's going to crash out at the officials when they win. Yes. So,
Donald Duck Camel City Jeff.
So Tigger got on the list a couple times, Dash did, and Donald Duck. Those are the ones that got on multiple lists, right?
Hey, Mulan did.
Tigger, Dash, Goofy, Moana, or not Moana, Mulan. And
yeah, she's a ninja.
I think that's it.
What's the difference between Mulan and Pocahontas? Come on,
Stop it.
Mulan is agile as I don't know what. Oh
my God, dude.
Jake, get him out of here. Hey, get him out of here, okay?
Exactly.
Did you guys see her running through the wind? Through the wood?
She Pocahontas fell for a white boy. She's out automatically, okay?
Wait a minute. That doesn't happen in flag football?
No.
It happened in Olympics some years ago. Pat, you remember that?
No. Every person who's ever commented on, listen, my favorite, one of my favorite posts ever about flag football worlds is a gentleman friend of mine from the Maryland location of the country. He said, make sure that your man is not at Worlds so I don't have to do anything sneaky links in the car. And, like, he was preparing them right then, okay? He's like, I'm not going. He goes, we will be going to my hotel together. That's all I'm saying.
What are you talking about? What happened?
I have no idea.
I ain't trying to put my boy, under the bus. Hey, listen, I started the story, and then I realized if I just start name dropping, it makes me that guy, you know? So,
and does it, so it's not a big deal.
I do it. You know what? It's so much easier and freeing to just tell the story, bro. It just,
man. So 3 years ago.
Oh my God, I have to stop.
See how I just tricked him into dry snitching?
100%. He was all in.
Hey, yeah, I was saying. Hey, but hey, I promise you, the guy who actually posted this, if I actually did like blow his name out, he would take it as a badge of honor. Okay, because that's
me. Never use that phrase again.
Hey, I'm saying that. Hey, that means that my boy gets it. That's all I'm saying. Okay,
again,
you know who doesn't get it? Us, because we lost badly in this game.
Yeah, like I don't even want to. Like I don't know if the final rounds even worth it. Like at this point,
double. Wow. Oh, come on, stop it.
Here we, no, hold on. It's only 2-1. What if you think about it?
It's a lot of points. It is 13,924.
First of all,
to 660.
Their first round was 13,000. Our second round was 600. Some of the points aren't adding up, but I will not say nothing to nobody.
I'm just saying, you guys built up this great foundation, and then you handed it to them.
No, technically, I did. It was not Tasha. Don't blame her. It was me.
I don't think anybody's blaming me, honestly. They know it's you.
We got a 28-point differential at this point.
Nil it out.
Okay.
Hey, well, look, we can onside kick and small ball. Bro, they can win. I would rather them win than onside kick. Jeez.
Here we go. This is what we'll do here. This is what we'll do here for all the marbles. I'm gonna add. You have to choose one off of the person's list. You have to think of what this person said. The highest ranking average will win between the two, if there's even a ranking. All right. So the question is: top five things to do on a rain delay at a tournament. We all love them. We all know them. So Jordan, you've got to pick what Tasha would say is her top five to do.
Why do y'all hate me? Why do y'all hate me?
I already know what Jordan said.
Tasha's actually pretty funny.
That's worse. I'm not thinking anything funny right now.
Well, I mean, it's not. It's.
I'm thinking pure logical and respectful. This is terrible.
Well, I mean, you can go with that. You do you.
Don't overthink it, honestly.
Last time I did that, we got negative 13,000 points. I'm going to say, eat and hydrate.
Eat and hydrate. Eat is on Tasha's list.
Perfect.
Nice.
Way to go.
Tasha. What do you think?
What number on Tasha's list? Number 4.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm going to say eat for Jordan.
Come on. So, we all know the number one thing on Jordan's list.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wait, what do you think? All right, now that he's answered, what do you think the number one thing on Jordan's list is?
Oh, yeah, you know, just
no, you were confident. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That was actually.
Hey, no, that was not during the rain delay. That was not during the rain delay.
That's true. That was for another question.
Hey, yeah, hey, Jacob has flustered me way too many times over the years. I know the rules. Okay, and only because I have pure respect and love for this man, I actually abide by the rules. As soon as my last game is over, fuck him. Okay, game over.
Which is better than most. So, all right. So right now they're at that was number five on Jordan's list.
Wow.
So
y'all made it easy for us.
I was gonna say the average is 4.5 for them. So
good math.
Thanks. That's brought to you by.
So Taggy Bar.
That's sponsored by us. I forgot what
that's brought to you by Taggy Bar.
Taggy Bar.
Yeah. Guys, you guys need to flip the wrists out.
Yeah. Hey man, we all got our own.
Okay. We saw the video.
Don't pick what to do.
There's instructions, okay?
No, this is my life.
No. All right, anyways. All right, Lance. Top five things to do on a rain delay at the tournament. What would Pat say?
What is Pat doing right now? He is Mr. Stogie. So I would say that's one of his top five things that he does on a rain.
That is on Pat's list.
Way to go, Pat.
Ooh, perfect. Wow. Okay.
Pat, all on you.
This is tough one because I barely see Lance.
We're on the one-yard line. One-yard line.
Hey, that is the question. Lance's answer is hide, okay? If you don't see him, he's hiding. So.
No, I don't hide.
Well,
Lance said this.
I would say Lance normally will go and hydrate.
That is also on Lance's list.
What number? Nice.
That's,
what?
That's four. Still one higher than they five.
Number yes. four.
They went for the longest play, and they got it.
Well, I'm sorry, Tasha.
Yeah, me too.
But, hey, Lance, my first one was take a nap.
Mine was
Tasha,
find a quiet spot.
It was, yeah. Kind of Tasha, I hope your shoulders aren't hurting too bad for having to carry your team.
No, thankfully, yeah.
Nah, bro, she's a beast. She's a beast. She don't mind carrying this team.
Yeah. I have strong legs, thankfully.
Pat, Lance, congratulations. You guys are the first winners of Flag Feud.
What do we get?
All right, so Ant, tell them what they win.
You guys win two stickers of the Clock's Running Podcast.
No, they win a partially paid trip to Tampa, Florida for a week.
What?
Some expenses paid to go to Florida.
That's crazy. Yeah. When though? When do they have to go? Because I heard there's only 2 weeks out of the year that are rough.
January. Oh, gosh. Hold on.
No pressure, balls. Yeah, get better.
What's the – I don't know. Oh, boy.
I know.
Hey, Tasha, I will – the 14th through the 18th. I will buy lunch one day as it being a terrible teammate as consideration for, you know, I'm sorry.
We get lunch.
Yeah, well –
he's gonna bring the box over from the table to where you're sitting.
Tasha, two shots for getting two questions wrong and costing all those points.
Hey, bro, that's even better. I'm much better with that than anything else. Yeah, I mean, like, I would actually like buy you true food, but if two shots can get me at the doghouse, I'm in 100%.
Hey, Tasha, one more line from her crashing out. You got to see the Puerto Rican side.
I'm not Puerto Rican, though, so thankfully I don't crash out.
That, oh, okay. My teacher. Well, we know the black side is hiding somewhere, but we ain't going to.
I was going to offer you can work a game for me and I can just get paid for that game, but just hang out.
Hey, I'm cool with that. There is a level of mutual respect, absolutely, 100%. I'd be more than happy, but just know that if whatever happens on that field, I apologize for nothing. And as long as it's not four-man amateur, bro, it's not happening.
You don't want to rep Donald Duck in them?
Nope. Donald had his chance.
Hey man, don't call Steve Tambo Donald Duck, bro. That's messed up.
Dang. Shout out Tambo time.
Right, yeah, Tambo.
Oh man, that was fun. Jacob.
That's all I got for the game. Thank you guys for playing.
You guys are great.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys, you know, always making time to be on the show. And I guess Pat and Lance, we'll have to have you guys back on with a new challenger because clearly this wasn't a challenge.
So. Don't just say it like that, bitch. That's fucked up. We're still right here. We're right here.
Hey, so with that, Jordan, go ahead then. And Josh, we'll see you later too.
See y'all, have a good night. Thanks.
See
ya. Hey, Spence, Lance, if you guys got a few moments, Lance, I got to find out what that tournament you played in was. What was it? Decades tournament or something like that?
So were you on the 60? Oh, sorry.
So basically, it's a spin on over 45. Over 35, over 45. So basically, the divisions were under 29 and over 30.
And okay.
So basically, it was four teams of under 29 players and four teams of over 30. So it was just a straight up tournament. So during pool play, the under 29 were the over 30s. Were 1-14, and they only won based upon the last play. But in the championship, the over 30 won 2 out of 4. There's 4 championships because we ran out basically with time constraints. So in the championships, it was 2-2.
Crazy.
So it was an interesting spin on the idea of over on the age group. I think what basically Duo is trying to do is just have a little bit of fun in terms of mixing up the teams. Lots of trash talking. You should have seen the group chats that were going on about like old guards versus the youngsters. Lots of trash talking pre-game and then during the game. So it was fun. It was good times.
Nice. Any other creative stuff that Dula and Law are cooking up?
He's actually got a new one. It's based on what you do for a job. So he's got sales versus teacher versus he's got like 5 or 6 different like professions, and you just get slotted into that. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. There's a reason why I can't play. It's either because I'm in Denver or Boston, but that's kind of what's going on. That's the new one. Interesting. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Nice. Well, Lance, always good to see you. Spence, I just got a couple questions for you, so hang around. Lance, we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, so Spence, I just want to give you the chance to just kind of recap the Campbell City draft tournament from your perspective, your field.
Well, I think the Campbell City tournament was awesome. Like I always say, it's a great family reunion, man. The players came out there. Jake and them had everything laid out from the uniforms. The players came out there ready to play. They was hydrated. I didn't have to roll nobody off the field. We didn't have – well, on my field, we didn't have any crash outs. but overall, I mean, the snacks, thanks to Krista with those sliders, they was on point. Jigga did an outstanding job with those breaks in between because the temperature was on hell.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a chance to, you know, break in between. And the biggest shout out, Ant-Man, I got a chance to, you know, enjoy being around the kids, man. The kids was fun. but yeah, we had some good times hanging out in the tent for a little while. They showed me how long my fan works because the battery never died. But man, hey, but that overall the tournament was great. The team that should have won actually went out there and performed, and some teams left it out there like hanging. I mean, it was like one play or two plays away from winning the game. Some lot of drop passes, I can tell you, from some star players that was ranked in the top 10. But I ain't gonna name drop. But but let's just say, you top 10 that before then, you ain't top 10 now. Them drop passes, and it was more than one. It was about five or six of them. So, yeah. But yeah. But other than that, man, that's all I got.
Cool, man. Well, we appreciate you joining us for this game. And like I said, we'll have you and Lance on again soon.
Appreciate you, Pat. All
right.
Oh, man, that was great. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I think I figured out some tweaks, some things I want to do, like going forward with it to kind of get it a little more, you know, structured. But I definitely – it's fun. Right, I think we could definitely incorporate this a little bit more.
No, I think so too, and I think all the questions were great. So you coming up with those questions, those are all really good ones. I honestly, as soon as I got put on the spot, I forgot every Disney movie ever come out. I'm like in my head. I'm like, who is the fat guy from Goofy movie? Like I was like trying to think.
That's Pete.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything.
Got ice running through your veins on the ref field. Ask him a Disney character, and all of a sudden.
Now you know not to take me onto a game show. That's for sure.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, man, so, you know, I like to, before we get out of here tonight, I always like to just, like, talk about the wide world of flags.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Hey, so I just want to talk about something recently that I've noticed a lot of happening. And I know we've talked about it in the past where players are going over to China and Thailand and, you know, participating in camps and doing that stuff. But it just seemed like over the last couple weekends, just a lot of activity of American players going into different parts of the world. Shout out to Vitor and a few other players from the United States that are participating with the Philippines flag football team. And so they participated in a tournament. The only game they lost was in the championship. So. For that being their first tournament together as a team, that was a huge success for them. They're building up that program. There was a big tournament in Ensenada, the Tochela Flag Festival. Shout out to Juan and those guys with Paradise Football. They were running the officials crews and San Diego Blitz, LA Showtime, Caker. Calhoun was out there. There were a lot of people. Curry Bombers were playing. So a lot of big names were out there for that one. I know that from what I hear is just a great tournament to participate in. The feedback that I got though is, as always, is that American teams, when they go into Mexico, they really understand what IFAB rules look like.
So. And, you know, it's something that probably needs to start happening here a bit more. You know, I know – I think a lot of people overcomplicate what it's going to be and what it's going to look like. But I think, you know, if you want to be featured, if you want to get opportunities with, you know, with the national team and with – you know, even if you're not going to make that team, if you want to go outside of the country and play, this is what everybody else is playing. I understand what we play here, and I think it's great. And from a fundamental standpoint, I definitely think our style is better. It's also because I come from a football background, like 99% of the others in the U.S. playing flag football. However, if you want to continue with the future and be progressive with what's going on and be a part of the movement, you need to get on board with what they're doing with IFAB. If not, no worries. Just stick to what you're doing and don't worry about going outside of the country to play. You know, but there's a ton of incredible opportunities out there. You know, I was actually checking out a group in Uganda and, you know, seeing that they played in the African Continentals a couple weeks ago. And you see, like, the NFL, there was a couple NFL players that were not on the team, but were on the sidelines, were with the team, with the organization, supporting the guys that were playing. And these guys were, you know, they're new to it, but they're figuring things out. Yeah. So if you want to be a part of these organizations, a part of these movements, you need to get on board with what the future is going to hold.
No, absolutely. It's almost like almost the entire world uses the metric system, and for some reason, the United States has their own little system.
It's first of all, it's not little. It's we use it here as standard. And it's dumb. Metric system's dumb. But anyways, oh, is that what you were trying to say?
I was comparing it to that the entire world is using IFAB rules or, you know, similar rules like that, and the United States is, you know, we're using a non-IFAB. So, like, that's all I'm saying, you know. Yeah, it's but it definitely more and more countries are getting involved in this. I know pickleball is like, you know, like has been the fastest growing sport, but I don't know. I feel like flag football is like picking up some steam.
It's definitely flag football over pickleball. Pickleball, it's gonna. Never mind. I don't want to be.
Don't say it.
Their players. You know, a lot of their players were actually on board the Titanic when it went down.
Whoa.
And they survived. It was good for them. They made it.
They got a shelf life.
They. Wow. You said it. Nah, from what I understand, pickleball is pretty dope. A lot of dinking and dunking. But, you know, more importantly, like we got flag football here. Like pickleball is not an Olympic sport. Flag football is. So there's a lot of cool things to check out, a lot of cool opportunities on the horizon. I'm really, you know, I've been having some conversations with some folks. I'm really excited for where things are going.
Yeah, absolutely. And just some news over the last week or two, there were two flag football players that actually got NIL deals with Shrooms. So that's huge. And I know one of them you don't know, but I do want to recognize TD. He's big time, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good dude.
Yeah, no, but I think that's just Shrooms, like, as they've kind of always been. It, like, they are innovators in the sport. And so, you know, you can see it in college football, in high school, you know, sports, college sports, NIL deals are the big, you know, talking point, the transfer portal, all of that stuff. So here it comes, NIL deals into flag football. You know, who knows? Yeah, why not?
Right. Absolutely. We have a ton of great vendors that are a part of flag football. Shrooms at the top of the list for me. Nobody's second. As far as vendors go, they make one of the best footballs. They make the best flags. Hoppers, all of that. So uniforms, they can do everything. And Dave's first class. So, you know, I think we're past time to get him on the show. We've talked to him about it a little bit, but we definitely need to bring him on and talk to him some. But yeah, definitely let him kind of, he's paving the way with this, you know. Unofficially, I think it's been going on a little bit here and there. You know, I'm not going to name drop, but you got certain teams that pay players to be on the team, but you know, if we're able to show, like, let players, you know, represent these companies and be more than just ambassadors that are still buying things, but let them use their image and their selves as, you know, as platforms for these companies, I think it's great.
Yeah. Do you think at some point there will be a flag football video game?
If only. That'd be so fun. I'd start playing video games again.
Yeah.
I say that with a PS5 sitting in my living room.
There you go. So, and here, here's some news to report also. Tyreek Hill is faster than he used to be.
Okay.
What do you mean with that? I mean,
how is what, do you, than he, what is that compared to? Like, what is he?
You haven't seen the videos?
I'm just kidding.
So he's
no, I haven't seen the video.
He spent the last few months running track meets, and he's now picked up another gear. So I guess, you know, I posted it on our Facebook earlier today that you know, who's ready to line up against Tyreek Hill? Like,
I got him.
If you think
of, no big deal.
you can't jam him, bro. This isn't Gauntlet.
Who cares? I don't need to jam him.
Okay.
Seat belt. Is that what the kids say?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of straps. Or I think that's something they say. or as Law would always say, DBU.
That was actually on Lance's list. And he wondered. I know. He thought it was going to get picked, and it didn't get picked. nobody compliments the DBs in flag football,
except for
Lance.
Yeah, because it's an offensive game. I mean, ultimately.
Okay.
It's not.
Who?
Okay. You know, it is funny to me that you know, I remember a few years back, like, Five non-contact games would be like 39 to 37, something crazy like that. Like, it was just like shootouts all the time. Okay. And now, like, those games have slowed down so much because teams have started to use so much more strategy. They're making sure they short line it. They're using all the downs. They're using the entire play clock. And you have games that are like 7-6, 13-6, you know, it's kind of shifted as far as five non-contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. But then that's where the kind of interesting part of international play air it out as well, is there's a fourth down, and it kind of opens it back up again. So you know, the players that miss those high-scoring games, play air it out, play Olympic, you know, play those formats that have four downs, because – you know, you open it up, it's definitely going to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but anyway, I feel like this has been a great show. This was episode 21 of our second season. Look at us, man.
We are rolling. How many did we have last year?
I think we hit 50 with our season finale. I think that's what we did.
Okay. So we hit 50, so we're at 21. Yeah, we've got a little ways to go, but we need to hit 100 episodes. We need to do it big. At 100 episodes, then we made a bet for 100, or made a deal for 100 episodes, right?
Yeah, speaking of bets, sir.
Oh, boy. What did I
bet? You lost a bet.
What did I lose?
Yeah, the revenge game, bro, that happened in Mexico a couple weeks ago. We bet that Mexico, well, I said that Mexico was going to beat Austria,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember what we bet. Push-ups? 10 push-ups on command?
Probably. Okay.
Yeah. So, newsflash.
We'll go with it. That's fine.
Mexico won 44-6, bro.
Yeah, that's why I bet on them.
No, I...
What? I'm no dummy. I know they won. That's why I
thought. Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to remember that. Okay. In Boston, just know I've got 10 on command for you.
Okay.
So
I think that.
That being said, you know, we got a few things. Oh, our merch, we're kind of figuring some things out, so bear with us. We did put our most recent order in. We're just waiting for that to come back. But as far as clocks running merch, we just want to do it. We want to do it right. We want to do it big. And so we're going to kind of re-release our merch here in a bit down the road. But other than that, we are everywhere. Jacob, where are we?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, Tinder. We have a Linktree. I think we're on LinkedIn if you want to check that out. You want to check out MySpace, YourSpace, TikTok, TalkTip, Snapchat. Do we have a Snapchat?
Yes, we do.
Okay, apparently we have a Snapchat. I don't know what that is. We've got an Insta page. We've got threads. We've got blankets that came from the threads. We're on Google. We are not on Google. We've got Google Sheets. Not regular Sheets, but Google Sheets. We've got everything. You can hear us on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora. You can hear us on XM Radio. You can hear us from outer space and the International Space Station if you're listening. We are everywhere. Check us out. I think we're also on YouTube. I think that's the big one. So if you want to see our ugly mugs and see Jordan's face when he crashes out, check us out on YouTube. Check out the episode. This was a really fun one. It's a really fun one to watch, and you see everyone's reactions to these questions. But make sure you check us out. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share everything you see. We're growing. We're continuing to grow. Everything's great. You know, this podcast is getting huge. I think I made a deal about coming up on here as DT at some point. I think, was it 5,000 views or something by 50, episode 50 or something? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe we just need to do a presidential episode. That'll be good. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. And now we've got it figured out. We finally cracked the code and we're on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube live every week. We shoot for Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but sometimes we move things around for guests. So we have an exciting show planned for next week, but we're going to save that for next week, and we'll see y'all soon.
Sounds good. Have a good night. We'll see you guys
later.